Blog Talk Radio.
A new strength and a
a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord that we can come together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brothers, sisters, come urgent, heavy on the heart about our brothers, sisters, missionaries I've heard in Afghanistan under the penalty of death. I put it up. It was from Sis Renee, a sister here from the Lord's Hour. And with the word and from the missionary, there was a video. Sure did show like some jihadists or Taliban, whoever they are, were gathering up people in the village. And I put it up at Facebook, and I get three notifications that your facts are wrong. Your facts are false. I don't know, brothers and sisters, what's true or not. But I can understand that I'm sure the Taliban are coming against believers and what they believe. And if they believe the Quran, they are supposed to punish. They're supposed to kill the people of the book. And that means Jews and Christians. So we are going to pray. And, it's sometimes hard to check everything, but it says urgent prayer. Why would even somebody put that up? I mean, that would be, there you go. That's right, sis. Why would anybody even put up, something like that, so-called as a joke or something? I don't think so. So we will be praying for sure. Understand that their lives in the Lord's hands. And then it was speaking about other believers in some town, hard to say town, in Iraq, where they're supposedly killing and beheading men, women, and children. That's how evil and terrible the enemy is and the ones who he controls. But God, it's like Brother Andrew here facing a new mandatory mask thing and silly lockdown. I heard over one stinking case. This definitely is a plan. This definitely is an agenda from hell. And so we will pray for these people. We will pray as the Lord leads Psalm 91 over them. And, the sad thing is that their country has abandoned them. The leaders of this country, even it seems like our military. So it's starting to see more and more. We've had to trust the Lord God. Like I said, quit trying. Quit trusting man. Quit trying to do it the ways we've always done it. And it's time to humble ourselves and turn to the Lord God. And then I know there's many other Americans over there too, and other people. And these people are not gentle. I can't even believe they're negotiating with them. They're terrorists, it's the world we live. And that I'll be sharing the other thing the Lord wants me to share. I have a message, but he shows me other things, shows exactly where we're at. When a nation turns from the Lord God, when a world turns from the Lord God, there's word about what will happen. And I'm just going to read part of it. And you can see it clearly, it's happening. But us, hallelujah, ones who trust, watch over trust and believe in the Lord, he'll bless us. He watches over us. And for us, by the word of God, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Physical death is not the end. And I don't know what the Lord has planned for these people, but a high calling to go into a place like that. And to share the gospel, we will pray for them. Pray for our brothers and sisters. There was a YouTube I was listening to, Christian pastor, Brother James Adias, I think it is, in California, standing up for truth. And we had a young man in Afghanistan come to Christ. Hallelujah. And he was overwhelmed by the kindness and love of the people in the chat room. But he's in a place, like I say, I've told many people, these are urgent and desperate times. He's in a place of facing death for standing for Christ or even coming to him in these places. But that's not the end for the believers. It's really only the beginning of the real life, eternal life. It's only for a short time that we're here, but we're seeing it everywhere. How serious. It's very close to eternity is death right before us. I mean, had another city council, and a doctor got up. And he wouldn't even call the thing what they're calling it, and he knew what he was talking about, and that he called it the jab. And he said everybody who takes the jab will die anywhere from 9 to 3 years away. What it's done is made you like HIV. It's made your immune system weak. It is unbelievable, all the things he was talking about and what it does. And everybody in that place stood up and applauded him. He was just sharing what he knows. And God's showing that more. There's more of them coming out and saying that. Praise God that he's warned us. He's told us. But I believe truthfully that even if, you know, believers take it or our loved ones, God will watch over them. But there could be health consequences. There already has been for one of our daughter-in-laws. But he was talking about your kids. If you take the kids, forget about having children. It's terrible. It's terrible, brothers and sisters. It's nothing. It's almost like we're starting to see Nazi Germany over the whole world. But they say that, you know, according to the word of God and how evil he is, Hitler was like a schoolboy, choir boy, whatever, compared to the one that's coming. And we're seeing it clearly. Elitists, ones who follow the fallen ones, depopulation, whatever you want to call it, it's happening. But God, and everything but God. So praise God. We'll start off and pray. And we'll pray Psalm 91 over our brothers, sisters, and over us and our families tonight. And understand this is a time to trust Jesus because it is all about Jesus. There is no other answer. There is no other way. Man is not going to save us. Man ain't going to come to the rescue. Definitely Satan is. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. Your governments will fail you. Religion will fail you. You can't save yourself. We need Jesus. Just like they were crying out in the time of the Roman Empire and Israel was being stomped on. It's crying out, not the hierarchy, not the religious influence, no, the common people, this regular people. They knew there was a God. They knew that there was a Savior coming, the Messiah. Well, he's come, glory to God. Now we cry out in the times we're living and understand that he hears our cry and that we've been called to do it. So come, Lord Jesus. At the end of the book of Revelation, the spirit of the bride said, what? Come. Come, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord. You as a believer, it should be in your heart. You should be excited and hunger for the coming of the Lord. You better check yourself if you're not. People say, oh, he ain't going to come. What are you thinking about? Look at the world. Look what's happening. You better hope Jesus comes. There is no other answer. No other answer. For us believers, we fear not. We fear not death. We fear not judgment because our Savior took it for us. Hallelujah. Now, we might face physical death, but to live is Christ and to die is gain, as the Apostle Paul said. And many of our believers and brothers and sisters before us, many, many martyrs, many people in the Roman Colosseum stood up for Christ against the mighty Roman Empire, inspired by Satan and hell itself. They stood. They put out their life and blood, just like their Savior did for them. Now we pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, what they're facing. God have mercy. But their lives are in his hands. I know he'll bring them peace. If they're supposed to be a martyr and cry out to God, he'll be there for them. If they are supposed to be delivered, he can do that too. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the times we're living, brothers and sisters, they are sobering. They are exciting for us as believers. But just like Brother Andrew said, how people panic buying what he sells because they're scared and fearful because there is no hope outside of Jesus. The answer is not the things of this world, the governments of this world. Not the religion of this world, or so-called leaders of it. The only answer is Jesus. Only Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen? All right, now, hallelujah, let's move to this prayer. As we are praying the Word of God. Praying the Word of God. Hallelujah. Lord, make a way. The computer works. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, your word. as we see the enemy rising, as we see death and destruction and how people are being treated rising, we claim this word in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. The caption for this word is security of the one who trusts in the Lord. Security, eternal security for ones who trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Starting with verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, you, Lord Jesus, glory to God, will remain secure and rest in the shadow. Hallelujah. Who dwells with the Lord? Amen. Let me make that right. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, you and me, brothers and sisters, and all our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, and all our brothers and sisters in Iraq, the ones that were called about this emergency prayer. Hallelujah. Where do we do our battle? We do the battle on our knees. Hallelujah. Of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. Hallelujah. We'll remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. No one can stand up to Almighty God. No one can stand up to the mighty Holy Spirit. Greater is he is in us, Lord, than he that's in the world, the fallen one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. We pray that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, in whom I trust with great confidence and on whom I rely. Hallelujah. I pray that's who you're relying on. For he will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, hallelujah, as it spreads around the world, Lord, that you protect us in the mighty name of Jesus. He will cover you and completely protect you. You with his pinions, his mighty wings, under his wings, we thank you, Lord. You will find refuge. Yes, Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters that have cried out for this prayer, for the missionaries that have gone forth with the gospel of truth. So others, like a son, like a brother in Afghanistan now, has come. And others, Lord, in these oppressive countries, and where they're controlled by a satanic spirit, Lord, that you are greater, more greater, hallelujah, and you're able to deliver, you're able to save, Father, hallelujah. And under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. You will not be afraid of the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Hallelujah. Any kind of weapon, no weapon formed against them and us will prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness. It's like the angel of death that went through the Egyptian country, Lord, in cities and country. But everybody was protected. The Hebrews and the Israelites protected because of the shed blood of the Lamb. But we have a greater blood than that. We have the blood of your Son and the Savior and the sacrifice, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that you are greater than death, praise God. Lord, that you protect us from these things they're trying to bring upon us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Nor destruction, sudden death that lays wait at noon. We pray for those people, Father. Lift them up to you. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but danger will not come near you. We pray and claim that in the name of Jesus for our brothers and sisters, Lord. You alone be a spectator as you look on with your eyes and witness divine repayment of the wicked as you watch safely from the shelter of the Most High God. And that's what we will be doing, brothers and sisters. That's what we'll be doing. When he takes us home to heaven and then he brings divine repayment of wickedness, God have mercy. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Yes, no evil will befall you, nor any plague come near your tent, glory to God. For he will command his angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways. Obedience and service. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus to send your mighty angels to rescue your people, Lord, to protect them from the pestilence of day and the terror of night, hallelujah, from the enemy and the ones that control these people that wants to steal, kill, and destroy, but you want to bring life and you want to watch over your children and the ones who stand for you that you've got your mighty angels encamped around them. Let them see them, Lord. Hallelujah. And that the enemy will run, that he'll run away, that he'll see the power of the living God watching over his people. And many of them will fall down and worship the true living God. They will lift up in their, they will lift you up in their hands so that you do not even strike your foot against the rock. Hallelujah. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra and the young lion and the serpent. You will trample underfoot all the different kind of spirits and principalities and powers of Satan and himself, the serpent, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we walk upon them because of the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And by the power of his name and the authority of his blood over the enemy and all of his craftiness and all his darts of fire and everything else. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. The wiles, yes, Lord. Because he set his love on me. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, I will save him. I will set him securely on high. Listen, this is what the Lord is saying about you. He knows my name. He confidently, he relies on me, knowing I will never abandon him. No, never. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will rescue and honor him. Hallelujah. We're in a lot of trouble in this world right now. So we say, come, Lord Jesus. We say, come, Lord Jesus, rescue us. Rescue us, we pray. With a long life, I will satisfy him, and I will let him see my salvation. Hallelujah. We have seen the salvation. The salvation is Jesus Christ, our glorious Savior and King. Amen. Glory to his wonderful name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, that's one thing the Lord wants to show. Now, you want to get an idea of what's happening in this world and why? The Lord wants you to know that, too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Consequences of disobedience. Disobedience to who? Pope? Nope. President? Nope. God Almighty. I just put up 10. There's more to it, but it's very serious. But it shall come about, if you do not listen and obey the voice of the Lord God, being careful to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, then all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Number one, verse 16. You'll be cursed in the city and cursed in the field. Is that happening? Yes. Your basket and your kneading bowl will be cursed. Is that happening in these countries? Yes. The offspring of your body and the produce of your land, the offspring of your herd and your young of your flock will be cursed. God have mercy. How serious is disobedience to God? Ask Adam and Eve. It opened the way to death, eternal death. That's how serious it is. And what about these nations and leaders and these so-called religious leaders and all that turn from the Lord God and trust in man and government? Do they not know? Do they not know that our God-given rights is from God and not from man and not from government? They're given from God. Who are we going to trust? Who are we going to obey? If you trust man, if you trust government and religion, this is what's happening. We see it all around us. But the Lord is watching over his. He's watching over and protecting us and guiding us, providing for us, because he is our God. He is our Savior. He said, I would bless you. I'll watch over you. Doesn't matter what's going all around. He'll take care of us. You'll be cursed when you come in, and you'll be cursed when you go out. The Lord will send upon you curses. Find out where I'm at now. Yeah. The Lord God will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything that you undertake to do. Is that happening? Complexity? Chaos? Can't figure things out? Don't have answers? Doing evil things, corrupt, until what? You are destroyed. perishing quickly because of your evil deed, because you have turned away from me. When you turn away from the Lord God, what do you turn to? The evil one. And then you're going to have everything he gets. And it's not good. The Lord will make a pestilence and a plague cling to you until he has consumed and eliminate you from the land which you're entering in to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, causing you to waste away, and with fever, and with inflammation, and the fiery heat, and with the sore, and the blight, with mildew on your crop, and they will pursue until you perish. The heaven is over your head shall be bronze. Is that happening? Drought, water disappearing, fires, giving no rain and blocking all prayers. And the earth which is under you, iron, hard to plow, yielding no produce. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder. And dust from heaven, it will come down on you until you are destroyed. Listen to this one. As we just see what happened in Afghanistan and other stuff that America's doing, listen to this. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will go out against them one way, but flee them seven ways in panic, in fear, no direction, no leadership. And you will be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth when they see your destruction. Brothers, sisters, it is getting real. Much of this has come because of turning to evil and wickedness instead of the Lord God. The only thing that would turn this all around is that our leaders of the world would fall on their faces and call out to God for forgiveness and repent and know that he is God and they need him. I don't see that happening. I see what the Word of God says. The other thing is, what really turns this up is when you curse, disrespect the nation of Israel and his people. I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will curse those who curse Israel. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it clearly. He will keep his word. You know, the sad thing is, they're cutting off the hand of blessing. The Lord said, I would bless all the nations through you. Well, the other side of it is you cut off the hand of Israel or try to take them out or want them gone. Guess what you're getting? Just what I just shared. God of mercy. Just look at the news. These things are happening. Who humble herself and trust and follow the Lord, he'll bless. He'll bless you going in and bless you going out. He'll bless your field. He'll bless your work. He'll bless everything of you. He'll give you blessing and favor. The greatest reason is receiving and believing and trusting and embracing his son and not rejecting him. Because it is all about Jesus. Understand that. We would be nothing without Jesus. You know, Brother Amir was showing today in John 3:16, as that part says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And it goes on, I think it's the next verse or so, that says that you already condemned. Every one of us are condemned because of our sin. But when you turn to Christ, you're taken out of being condemned and lost, and then you are found and saved. And that's very important. Understand, our sin condemns us. The only way out of the condemnation, the only way of not facing the sentence of eternal death, is accepting Jesus and what he has truly done, and that he is the only answer. There is no other. It's all about Jesus. That's what God wants you to know tonight. Hallelujah. And it's funny that as this before this was shown to me that I had this song. All right, sis. Amen. Okay. On eagle's wings. Amen. Hallelujah. God is moving. This is getting real, brothers and sisters. This is getting real. And it's funny, the song that I had picked, it fits. And they were praying for this, and that we will be doing what we've been called to do. The battle is on our knees and praying, interceding for our brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus and by his authority, and that he would intervene, and that their lives are in his hand, the loving hands of Christ. We pray that they're delivered or they're taken home to be with him in God's perfect way. But we'll leave that all in his hands. And we know it'll be a miracle, whatever he does for sure. Hallelujah. We pray for Brother Andrew, Lord, and others that are trying to come in, that you make a way that they're able to stay in the chat room and then by phone. We know the enemy doesn't like when we talk about the glory and the power of you, Lord. We pray you intervene and they're able to let others to come in and join us in fellowship. We praise and honor you and thank you, Lord. We pray, Father, we do need you, and it's all about you. With that, the other part is this song, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the armor of God. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord, not ourselves, not in our weapons or man's weapons, but in the Lord, not in our own strength. Quit trying and trust. We're not strong enough. We need him. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through the union with him. That's where it comes from. It comes from Jesus. It comes from the Holy Spirit in it, in the power of his boundless might. See, the Lord made us. He created us not to be alone, but we needed him. He knew how strong the enemy was. He knew how strong the foe was. He knew that we could not stand up to death, hell, and the grave. We needed a Savior. We needed one to save us. We needed one to take care of our sins and the consequences of it. And he did, praise God. So we're able to do this because our faith in him and trust in him. Put on the full armor of God for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier. Hallelujah. His word is truth. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you do this, why? So that you may be able to stand, successfully stand against all the schemes, strategies, and deceit of the devil. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God, yes. Hallelujah. We pray you make a way, Lord. We pray for our brothers and sisters tonight. I know I've been having all kinds of different kind of struggles and interruptions and things with John 17:17 ministry, and the computer's been running slow. But we pray you make a way the communications to work. We pray you make a way to let the people in the chat room and in the phone, by the phone, Father, and by Facebook and Skype, and whichever way. But we come together, and that we're lifting up your name. Hallelujah. We thank God for each one. We pray for Brother Andrew that that you make a way for him, Lord, as he was here. And we know what they're going through in that country too, God have mercy. It is silly. It's so sad. But definitely it's like history's repeating itself. But you, Lord. But you are in total control. So hallelujah. We will sing this song and pray this for the ones that are facing persecution or even death for their faith. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen? The battle belongs to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah now. Thank you, Jesus.
You see the victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see the mountain move.
Hallelujah.
I walk through the shadow. Your love surrounds me.
Hallelujah now. Hallelujah.
There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you.
So when I find on my knees with my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Thank you, Lord. You're greater, stronger than we are. We need you.
Then who are for me? Who can be against me?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Now I see all the ashes.
You see the beauty.
To God. When all I see is the cross, God, you see the empty tomb. Oh, yeah. Learn faith.
Hallelujah.
Not fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Hallelujah. You can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Hallelujah. Come on now. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Hallelujah. Oh God, belongs to you. Amen. All right, Brother Andrew made it back. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's stronger. He's greater than we are. We need him. We depend upon him. People don't understand that. You can't live without God. You can't live without Jesus. This life and the life to come, for sure. You need Jesus. Oh, that we could get that to the people. So many deceived and misled by all the things in the ways of men and Satan. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you come through to show the errors of their way. I pray they humble themselves by your presence, like we did when we came to you, Lord Jesus. We pray for the same for them, Lord. The ones that are blinded by the things of man and religion, that they can see the truth and know the truth, and the truth will set them free, that they can truly be saved by faith and leaning in you alone, to believe, trust, and embrace you. Receive everything that you have sent us, Father. Your arms wide open, your love, your mercy, and your grace. Oh, Father, we pray for our loved ones, our friends, families. We pray for the ones that are fearful, lost, scared, everything as the world falls apart. It's time to come to you, Lord Jesus. There is no other answer. Faith on you alone and born again by your mighty Holy Spirit to make us who you intended us to be. Born again, sons and daughters of God, trusting in the Son of God, believing, embracing him because of your love, that we express our love to you, Lord, and to our brothers and sisters. These critical, urgent, desperate times where death is before everybody, every day, seems more real these days than ever. One breath away from eternity. We know where we're going. We pray that others do too. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, Sister Consuelo. Bless you, sister. Hallelujah. It's a heavy, urgent night, brothers and sisters. We pray for our loved ones and pray for our brothers and sisters facing these terrible things. And where have our nations gone? We're seeing the results of it. That's for sure. Amen. Okay, sis, let's continue the worship and praise as God leads and focus on him in this time of prayer, intercession, that we understand and focus and praise him and understand that our battle is on our knees and that it's about Jesus, for he is greater and stronger, and we need him. Oh, we learn and we need him so much in everything that we go through and face and look for answers and directions led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, sis. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, it's, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. There's so much. I mean, just like the Lord showed from that Deuteronomy 28, is clearly you see it happening in countries, not just here, but everywhere.
Yeah.
Because when you turn to God, who do you turn to? You turn from God, you turn to yourself, you turn to the following. And both those are bad. Because if you're not a born-again believer, you have his nature. And then when you look to him for direction, the only thing he's feeding you is lies and deception that will lead to death, to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. All right, okay. Let's get back into praise and worship and focus on the Lord again.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is Psalm 91 and Isaiah 40, 31.
Amen. And that's great word.
And he will raise
make you to shine like the sun and hold you in the palm. Oh, this narrow that fire will never capture you, and famine will bring you no fear. Under his wing you refuge, his faithfulness your shield. Raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm. No need not fear that terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Though thousands fall about you, near not come, and he will raise you up. Your eagle's wings bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm learning I trust you, even when I can't see you, and even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you stay strong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own ways. I'm done chasing feelings. Fear will lead me. Oh, your spirit leads me.
feels like a burden. But once I could grasp it, you took me further, further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let your fire fall. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say to steal, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. None than chasing feeling. Spirit, lead me. Ooh, Holy Spirit. Ooh, Spirit, lead me. When all hope is gone, your word is all I got. I have to believe you still bring water from the rock to satisfy my thirst, to love me at my worst. And even when I don't remember, you remind me of my worth. I don't trust my ways. I'm trading in my thoughts. I lay down everything, 'cause you're all that I want. I fall to my knees. This is the cup you have for me. And even when it don't make sense, I'm gonna let your spirit lead. 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 Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say to steal, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yeah. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. And when it don't make sense, oh, I I'm gonna trust in you. Spirit, lead me. Woo! Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you.
All of creation, all of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a prize waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing Jesus so good. Lord Jesus, come. He was so come. Lord Jesus, come. Do me justice, all will be near. Hear your name for us, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing He's so come. Lord Jesus, come. He went so come. Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming soon.
Amen, sis. Praise God. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes. Especially this crazy world like it is now. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, sis. Praise God. Spirit
Amen.
Leads and praise and worship him. Focus on him and know it's all about Jesus.
I know. Then you will have perfect peace.
Amen. You know, sis, I looked up the name Jesus, over 1,289 references. But
wow.
most of this message, most
of
this message about Jesus, most of this message about Jesus is from the book of John. Most of it's
oh.
from the book of John.
Oh,
praise God.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise
All
the
right.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sis, and we'll get back with you toward the end of the service to finish it up.
Okay,
Amen.
Pastor. Amen.
Bless you, sis.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. The truth is, brothers and sisters, we're learning very clearly, and God wants you to know. By God's point of view, not man, not the government, not religion, definitely not the fallen one, but God's point of view, the only one that matters. Everything else doesn't matter. It's only what he thinks. It's all about Jesus. It's all about his son. It's all about our glorious Savior and King. Without him, we'd be lost. We'd be condemned on our way to hell. But because of him, we have been saved and given eternal life. And on our way to heaven, God's glorious kingdom. And he's preparing a place for us over 2,000 years, glory to God. Why do you want to stay in this place? Why do you want to hang on to this world? It's time to let go and focus on Jesus. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, through our Savior, and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, empowered and made alive in us by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, by what the Lord is saying and revealing for such a time as we live now, it is all about Jesus. Amen? The ways of men have failed. They have no real answers or truths. They have no real answers or truths. The ways of the fallen one are all lies and deceptions to steal from you, to kill you and destroy you. Sounds a lot like what a lot of these fallen people are doing. Why should we be surprised? What we are seeing, why should we be surprised? We are seeing their true nature personified with their selfish, foolish ways, motivated by themselves, their pride, they wanting money and fame. Wanting to save this world more than the people of this world. Wanting people to believe and trust them, and when all their answers are all temporary and not eternal. This is the main problem, people, looking to people in their natural nature of sin for answers. They have no eternal answers. What you really need. Man's way and Satan leads to eternal death or the second death, the final consequences for your life of sin. You will face all what Satan does for his rebellious, sinful ways, his very nature, for all eternity. Can you even fathom what that means? Can you grasp this? Most of us would say, not really. Well, believe it or not, it is truth from God's word. Let's look. Matthew 25, verse 41. Then he will say to those to the left, of his left, leave me, you cursed one, into eternal fire, which has been prepared for who? For the devil and his angels, demons, evil spirits. Did it say anything about people? No, it did not. Prepared for the devil and the fallen angels. Nothing about God's created children. But as you see, there will be people going there because they believe and hold on to the temporal things and not the eternal things of God. They love their sin and their flesh more than their God and Savior. They love darkness more than they do light. Jesus' words about this, let's look. John 3, 18 through 20. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him, Jesus, nothing added but Jesus, as personal Savior and Lord, is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment. Hallelujah. Let's believe God's word. No rejection. Praise God. No condemnation. That's for all the ones who have faith in Jesus, born again. But what about the others? With their own free will, what about them? But the ones who does not believe and has decided to reject as their personal Savior and Lord is judged already. That one has been convicted and sentenced. Do you understand why you need to be saved? You're under God's judgment, conviction, and sentence. There is no hope and there is no life for you without his son, Jesus. Because he or she has not believed and trusted in the name, the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind. There's only one way to salvation and eternal life, and that is through Jesus Christ. The one who alone can save him or her. This is the judgment that is the cause for indictment. The test by which people are judged. The basis for the sentence. The light has come into the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And the people love the darkness rather than the light. For their deeds were evil. For every wrongdoer hates the light and does not come into the light. God of mercy, seems like a lot of people, don't it? But shrinks from it for fear that his sinful, worthless activities will be exposed and condemned. And they're being exposed. You can't hide anything from God. He's revealing it. To give them a chance to say, uh-oh, this ain't right. God, forgive me. Before it is too late. God's word confirms what I'm saying to you tonight and in the archives. The way of man and Satan lead to death, darkness forever. God have mercy. We see it being pushed and played out right before our eyes. The things that are happening leading to physical death moves you closer to the second death that is forever. The enemy in his cohorts led and controlled by him that their way and plan. They want to take away your opportunity to come to the Lord, to be stuck in hell and death forever. We see it clearly right before our eyes. Amen? With this in mind, Is there any real answers or truth? Oh, yes, there is. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen. Let's look. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's hope. There's life in Jesus. John 14, 6, glory to God. Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God. and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. What is the real truth? What is the real life? It is Jesus and who he is, his nature, the life that he gives, which is eternal life. That's what he's given you, brothers and sisters. All who have faith in him and born by his Spirit, you have eternal life. This life here is just for like a vapor of smoke, a short time compared to eternity. Glory to God. That's what he wanted to come and bear witness of the truth. What the Father intended for all his created children, even from Adam and Eve to us. He is the only way to God, and he is the real truth, sharing the will and purpose of God to us. And he is the real life, which is eternal life. Hallelujah. The only kind of life you want is through him personally. You don't want the other one. God have mercy, you don't. Amen? Because the other one ain't life. The other one's death. There is no life in death. Just an existence of torment and punishment for the consequences of a sinful life, the rejection of the Son of God, Jesus. So there is God's way, and it is his Son, Jesus Christ. All others and their ways are worthless and not accepted by the Father. Only Jesus, who he is and what he has done. So we can be saved, forgiven, and receive eternal life. Amen? All those things sound fantastic as you see this world falling apart all around you. Yes. Oh, yeah, those things are eternal. Everything of God's eternal. Either eternal life or God of mercy, the other one, second death. For such as a time as this, as he was comforting his disciples, his words comfort us even more about what he is going to do for us because he loves us. Amen? John 14, 1 through 4. Glory to God. He's doing this because he loves you and me. He's saying to us, do not let your heart be troubled. Afraid, cowardly, believe confidently in God. And what? Trust in him. Quit trying and trust. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. Believe also in me. Not the things you see, but faith in the true God. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. Hallelujah. Can you only imagine how many dwelling places and everything like that by all the believers over all these years? Wow. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. Isn't that exciting? He wants us there with him. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. Oh, yes, we do. Jesus Christ is the way. The question to you tonight, as all live and breathe, the place that Jesus Christ went to, do you know the way personally to get there? Can you say and know in your heart the answer? I pray you can. Because he answered Thomas' question, and he can answer yours too. John 14, 5 through 6. When Jesus said this, 1 through 4, then Thomas asked his question. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Amen, sis. Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God, the real truth, and real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. The answer is, it is all about Jesus. Amen? Now, by the Word of God, led by the Holy Spirit, we will study and learn that it is all about Jesus, and we better look to him and hear him in these dramatic and prophetic times. We definitely trust him and not man for answers and the ways to live now, but more important for eternity. That's the one that really matters. That's the one forever. Amen? John 1, verse 1. Caption for this word is the deity of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray and continue to make a way for our brothers and sisters to be able to stay in the chat room and by phone. Make a way, Lord, the ones that want to come together in fellowship, seeking rest and peace in you, that you would make a way in the name of Jesus and make the connection, the airways to work and stand against the enemy in the name of Jesus. So much warfare, but the battle is yours, Lord. We honor and praise you and thank you for it, that you strengthen us. For you are greater. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was what? With God. And the Word was God himself. Jesus Christ, God himself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why is it all about Jesus? Answer. Before all the time was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God himself. That's why, amen? Very important. As you understand that Christ had to be God and man. And he was perfect man and God. Amen? The other point I would make is he was only one who could forgive us and save us from our sin and sin nature. Let's look. Hallelujah. Luke 18:18-27, the truth of God's word. It tells you clearly. Anybody thinks there's anything about religion, tradition, works, rituals, and all that stuff? Temporal. Who Jesus is and what he has done is eternal. And that's what you need in your life. This is based on the rich young ruler. Hear this. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, you who are essentially and morally good, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He's asking the question. Good question people ask. That is, eternal salvation in the Messiah's kingdom. Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is essentially and morally good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not testify falsely. Honor your father and mother. He replied, I have kept all these from my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. How does he know what's going on in his life and heart unless he's God himself? Sir, sell everything that you have and distribute the money to the poor, and you will have abundant treasure in heaven. And come, follow me, becoming my disciple, believing, trusting in me, walking the same path of life that I walk. Jesus gets right to the heart of the matter. But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he is extremely rich. Jesus looked at him and said, how difficult it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man who places his faith in wealth and status to enter the kingdom of heaven. He was caught up in this world, the things of this world, fame and fortune of this temporal world, His vision was shallow. He was concerned about losing all his stuff and his fortune and not helping others. But he couldn't see with spiritual eyes or faith that what Christ was offering far more better than what he had. And those who heard this, here's another question. People smart to ask questions, and you can ask questions of the Lord too. Then who can be saved? See, they thought it was all about religion. They thought it was all about status, the rich, the king, the affluent, the prideful, the self-righteous fool. They thought they were the ones. But the Lord gives the answer that's truth. Then who can be saved? And here's the answer. But he said, the things that are impossible with people, we can't do it, are possible with God. No way anybody can save themselves, keep themselves saved. No. It's all about Jesus. Our faith in him. To believe, trust, and embrace him. You see, from this about the rich young ruler, he thought it was all that he did or was doing for salvation and eternal life. Just like many today think so too by man's foolish wisdom and not knowing God's word and truth personally. Amen? Again, Jesus' disciples asked good questions, just like we should too. They asked, and you should too if you do not know. Then who can be saved? But he said, Jesus, the Son of God said, the things that are impossible with people are possible with God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So this establishes that the only way the only one who can save you from sin and eternal death is God himself, and he did. So it is all about Jesus. Amen? John 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but grace, hallelujah, the unearned and undeserved favor of God, the truth came through Jesus Christ. Thank God for his grace. Because none of us could keep God's law. Because none of us are perfect. Only by faith in Jesus are we made perfect and given his righteousness and born again by his spirit that makes us who we are in Christ. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power, and absolute rule in heaven and earth has been given to me. Amen, sis. All glory to the glorious resurrected King, victorious King Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you. And he has the keys for death and hell, too. He's in control. Glory to God. John 1:17. For the law was given through Moses. But grace, the unearned and undeserved favor of God, and truth came through Jesus Christ. Nobody else. The Son of God, Jesus. The law, the old way through Moses, a mere man. But God made better ministry, better promises, and a new covenant sealed by the life and blood of his Son, Jesus, eternal. Amen. That's powerful. John 2, verse 24. But Jesus, for his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and understood the superficiality and fickleness of human nature. He knew that they were not perfect, that they were sinful. Let us, brothers and sisters, know this and know this well. Do not trust or entrust yourself to any man or woman compared to Jesus Christ. Amen? Let me say that again. Let us, brothers and sisters, know this and know this well. Do not trust or entrust yourself to any man or woman compared to Jesus Christ. Amen? Because no one compares to him. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. All right, Lord. John 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, amen, says, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot ever enter the kingdom of God. When it is all about Jesus, as a father tells us, then we better listen to his word and truth for salvation and eternal life through him. Amen. John 4, verse 10. Jesus answered her, if you knew about God's gift of eternal life, God's gift, eternal life, and who it is who says, give me a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water, eternal life. Oh, you want some of God's water. You do want some of God's water. You would have asked him, and he would, Jesus, would have given you living water, not dead water like the Dead Sea, but living water from God, which is eternal life. Amen? You did notice it is all about him, Jesus. No other person or being, only Jesus. Amen? John 4, verses 12 through 14. Are you greater than our father, Jacob? More questions, right? Who gave us the well? Who used to drink from it himself and his sons and his cattle also? Hallelujah. It's always good to ask questions. Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him like a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God. That's what matters. Not your physical thirst, but your thirst for God. For God made you. And like I told you, what the Lord showed, he didn't intend us to live his life alone or without him. He made us where there is a void inside us that has to be filled with him to be satisfied, to be content, to have peace, to have hope, to have eternal life. Because that's what you have to have. Welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within to eternal life. Living water from the throne of God flows down by the mighty Holy Spirit. Everyone who drinks of the water of this world, this physical and natural ways of man and the evil spirit ways of Satan will be thirsty again and again, and they will never save you or give you any kind of life that God can only give you through his son Jesus, who is God himself too. Eternal life, the water of life from God, satisfies your thirst forever. Amen? Now, this other thirst will never be satisfied here and definitely forever too. Let's look. Oh, hallelujah. When the Lord shows you this, do not. People, I don't know how they ignore this. Lord of mercy. Luke 16, 19 through 24. The caption for this word is the rich man and Lazarus. Remember the other rich young ruler? Now, there was a certain rich man who was habitually dressed in expensive purple and fine linen and celebrated and lived joyously in splendor every day. Eat, drink, and be merry. That's what I live for. And a poor man named Lazarus laid at his gate, covered with sores. He eagerly longed to eat the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now it happened that the poor man died, and his spirit was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom, paradise. You see that? But listen to this about the rich man. Listen to the difference. And the rich man also died and was buried. Final. Complete. It's over. There's no more life. Just an existence and punishment for rejecting God and thinking that you could save yourself or live the way where you didn't care about nobody but yourself. In Hades, the realm of the dead, being in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom, paradise. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. It's too late for that now. And send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am severe agony in this flame. You got to know how serious it is about God and sin and what his son did. And he expects you to believe and trust him. If not, this is what you'll face forever. He begging and pleading with Father Abraham, send Lazarus over here, just one drop of water to cool his tongue. But this will not happen for those who drink the water of this fallen world and think it will save you and give you eternal life. It will not. You will end up in a place like this without the Son of God and Savior in your life and heart by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Shalom, Brother Jeremy. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, brother. When you look at this from God of the Father perspective, you can understand why. He deals in real life, in fact, and without Jesus in your life and heart, the fact is you are a sinner, lost, sentenced, condemned, indicted, and you will be that way forever without him, Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know the sad thing about it? Everybody that ends up there is by their own free will. That God gave them to choose him and not the fallen one in this place. John 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father has been working until now. Who's been working? He has never ceased working. And I too am working. People say it's something about works and working. We're supposed to be trusting. Who has been working? You? Me? No. God, the Father, and his Son, Jesus, has been working in our lives. And they worked out the way to salvation, eternal life, not us. Amen? So what should we be doing then? Trust in them humbly, not trying, but trusting. Amen? John 5, verse 19. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, of his own accord, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever things the Father does, the Son in his turn also does in the same way. So Jesus, as a man in God and God's Son, sees the Father, what he is doing, and he would do it too. So we, as born-again believers in Jesus and as his children, we should do the same. We are told and commanded to follow Jesus Christ, look to him as our example, how to live and serve the Father through the Son, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. God's way, God's truth, and God's point of view for us. John 6, verse 66 through 68. Peter's confession of faith. Oh, hallelujah, understand what this says here and makes it clear. It is all about Jesus, the Son of the living God and the Savior of the world. As a result of this, many of his disciples abandoned him and no longer walk with him. So Jesus said to the 12 disciples, you don't want to leave too, do you? Crossroads of faith. We're all facing them. Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's what everybody needs to be asking. Lord, to whom shall we go? Man do not have the answers. Religion don't have the answers. Certainly the following don't have the answers. Leaders, governors, pope, priests, none of them have the answers that we need. What else did he say? You alone have the words of eternal life. You are our only hope. Jesus Christ is the only hope for us and everybody in this world. And you better turn to him, because there is no other answers. If you want to be saved and have eternal life, you have to turn to Jesus. If you want to live in this life, in the life that he wants for us, you need Jesus. You need to be filled by his Spirit to come alive. For you are the walking dead without Jesus. Oh, yeah, you're physically living, and that's by God's grace, too, because he doesn't want you to die eternally. So that is why you're still living and breathing. So you can make a decision with your free will that you need Jesus. You need to be filled by the Spirit of God, by faith in Jesus, and understand that he died for your sins. He poured out his life and blood to wash away the guilt of your sin and your sins. He took the punishment for our sins, and we don't face God's judgment, sentence, indictment forever. But we are found not guilty because of Jesus taking our place and taking our sin upon him. He who was perfect, he who had no blemish, he who was the Son of God, became the Lamb and the sacrifice for all time, for all eternity. Glory to his name. There is no other name greater than Jesus in heaven or on earth or in under the earth. It is all about Jesus. Why have people forgotten who Jesus is? I pray they understand who he really is. As we see everything else we depended upon falling apart, no answers. The only answer is Jesus. Who he is and what he has done, what he's doing and going to do. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He's the one who watches over us. He's the one who provides for us. He's the one who protects us. He's the one who's coming for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is all the people of the world who knew about Jesus from the man's point of view or foolish wisdom through religion and man's way. It is all about Jesus. No other man or woman or created being has these words and backs them up by his action and make them true. Amen? It is all about Jesus by God's point of view and truth. Glory to his name. John 8, verse 12. Jesus is the light of the world, the caption for this. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, hallelujah, I am the light of the world. There is no light without Jesus. And I'm talking about eternal light, spiritual light, to make you come alive and that you shine before the Father because of your faith and born again by his Spirit. He sees you that way. Without Jesus, you're like a dark shadow. God have mercy. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd and said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me, not the Pope, not the priest, not religion, not denomination, but Jesus. Oh, we've got to get focused back on Jesus. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Hallelujah. That is his words. That is his promises. And he is not a man that he would lie, but he is perfect. He is righteous. He is holy. And he keeps his word and his promises to you and me, thank God. All others will not. They'll fail you. They'll lie to you. They'll give you half-truths. It's all about them, especially the ones that serve themselves as the fallen ones. Oh, they ain't gonna point you to who Jesus really is. But we're going to share the truth of who he is by his own word. He who follows Jesus will not walk in the darkness of sin and Satan, but will have the light of the world, the light of life, excuse me, the light of life. Who is that light? Jesus himself. Amen. John 8, verse 31 through 32. Welcome back, Brother Andrew. Hallelujah that you made it back, brother. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Know this. Understand that we were in prison and chains, that we were held down by the power of hell and the nature of sin, which comes from Satan. Understand what Jesus has done. Glory to God. John, we couldn't. We didn't have the power to do it. He did, hallelujah. He has all power and authority, like Sister Jeanette said earlier. John, what is it? Excuse me. John 8, 31 through 32. So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed in him. See, he knows the heart of the people. He knows your heart and he knows mine. You can't hide yourself from Jesus. He knows. He knows if you're real or if you're fake. If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciple. And you will know the truth. What truth? Regarding salvation. And the truth will set you free from what? The penalty of sin. What is the penalty of sin? Eternal death. Glory to God. And you will know the truth. And the truth, who is Jesus Christ, regarding salvation, and knowing this truth personally, will set you free from the penalty of sin, which is death. Amen. Glory to the Lord. It is all about our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Whoever believes in, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on me as Savior will live even if he dies physically. Dies physically. That's what that means right there. Dies. Clearly, by his word and revelation, it is all about Jesus. No other able to do this for you and me. Amen. John 12, verse 14. And Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, just as it is written in Scripture. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Proving himself more and more who he is. And again, all about Jesus, as he fulfills all that was prophesied about him. Zechariah 9:9, by the truth of the word of God, you, any Jewish people, listen and understand that Jesus is the true Messiah, the Yeshua, HaMashiach is he. He fulfilled this word. Nobody else did. He did. Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king, your messianic king is coming to you. He is righteous, endowed with salvation. Humble and unassuming in submission to the will of the Father and riding on a donkey upon a colt foal of a donkey. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You can share it, Brother Jeremy. Praise God. Do you want to? Amen. Do you want to call in and share it, Brother? We get ready to get finished up with this word here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we can. You can call in and share it, or you can share it here in the chat room, but, you know, whichever way. Hallelujah. Exactly as the prophet said it would happen. Jesus Christ fulfilled this, no one else, only him. He is the truth, true Messiah and Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. John 12, 36 through 45. While you have the light, believe and trust in the light. Have faith in it. Hold on to it. Rely on it so that one may become sons of light, being filled with light as followers of God. Okay, that's fine, brother. You go ahead. Jesus said these things, and then he left, and he hid himself from them. Even though he had done so many signs, attesting miracles, right before them, yet they still did not believe and failed to trust him. That's not a good place to be. They still did not believe and failed to trust him. That will continue. This was to fulfill what Isaiah the prophet said. Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm and the power of the Lord been shown, unveiled, and revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, for Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart to keep them from seeing with their eyes and understanding with their heart and being converted otherwise. Isn't that sad? That you would get to a place that God would do that? Their God would heal them if they would change, if they would repent. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke about him. Nevertheless, even many of the leading men believed in him as Savior Messiah, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess it, for fear that if they acknowledged him openly, they would be put out of the synagogue, excommunicated. For they love the approval of men more than approval of God. That's one place you don't want to be. But Jesus loudly declared, the one who believes and trusts in me does not believe only in me, but also believes in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. And I have come as a light into the world so that everyone who believes and trusts in me as Savior, all those who anchor their hope in me and rely on the truth of my message will not continue to live in darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you got up here, sis? Psalm 24, verse 3 through 10. He who may ascend unto the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place. He whose clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to what else is false, nor has sworn oaths deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who diligently seek him and require him as their greatest need, who seek your face even as did Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, mighty in battle. Praise God. Lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them up, ancient doors. The King of glory may come in. Come in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Who then? Who is he then, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory who rules over all creation with his heavenly army. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John 17. Hallelujah. John 17:19 through 21. For their sake, sanctify myself to do your will, and so that I may also be sanctified, set apart, dedicated, made holy in your truth. I do not pray for these alone. It is not for their sake only, but also I make this request, but also for all those who will ever believe and trust in me through their message. Thank you, Lord. That they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe without any doubt you have sent me. Hallelujah. About a week ago, I asked the Holy Spirit to let me speak in tongues, and then I started speaking for like 30 minutes straight, and it was the most beautiful and powerful thing. I could not stop speaking in tongues and later fell asleep in the most peace and presence of the Lord that I've ever felt. I still feel his peace as we speak. Praise God. Amen, brother. Thank God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, our prayers have been answered for you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that he's intervened in your life because he loves you. Thank you, Lord. Good word, testimony. John 18, verse 6, when Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. When the Son of God spoke, when the Savior declared who he was, they all drew back and fell to the ground. He was God. I am he, just like he declared throughout all of Scripture, the great I am. Amen. It is all about Jesus. Who is, and what he has done for us to be saved and have eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. John 18, verse 36. Jesus replied, my kingdom's not of this world, nor does it have its origin in this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would be fighting hard to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this world. Jesus Christ was not part of this fallen world or world system of sin and death. He was going to face this for us. but he himself was not any part of this fallen world, fallen nature or world. Amen? John 18, verse 37. So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. This is why I was born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of truth, who is a friend of the truth and belongs to the truth, hears and listens carefully to my voice. Everyone who is of the truth, Jesus, who is a friend and servant of the truth, Jesus, and belongs to the truth, Jesus, hears and listens carefully to my voice, his voice, right now, brothers and sisters, and not the lies and ways of man and Satan. Amen. It is all about Jesus, no other. John 19, verse 1, the crown of thorns he took for you and me. Hallelujah. So then Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged, flogged, and whipped. He did this for you and me. Nobody else could. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. John 19, verse 5. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, "Look, the man." He was mocked and scoffed at for you and me. Nobody else could. Amen. John 19, 8 through 11. So when Pilate heard this, he was even more alarmed and afraid. He went into the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus did not answer him. So Pilate said to him, "You do not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the authority to release you and I have the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no authority over me at all if it had not been given to you from above. For this reason, the sin and guilt of the one who handed me over to you is greater than your own." He told Pilate, "That you think you're in control? You do not. But my Father in heaven, you would have no authority over me at all if it had not been given to you from above. It is all about Jesus, the Son of God, doing all this for you and me. Otherwise, we were all lost and facing a eternity of hell and a lake of fire for our sins." Amen. John 19, 16 through 25. Then he handed him over to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and he went out, here bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him and with two others, one on one side and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription on a place card and put it on the cross. And it is written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." And many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews." But he said, "I am of the King of the Jews." Pilate replied, "What I have written, I have written, and it remains." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part for each soldier, and also the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top throughout. So they said to one another, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to decide whose it would be. This was to fulfill the scripture that was prophesied thousands of years before this happened. They divided my outer clothing among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did these things. Jesus did all of this for you and me. Nobody else. No one could, only him. So yes, for the eternal salvation and redemption of us, it is all about Jesus, the eternal Savior, and sacrifice for our sins, to be forgiven and the sin washed away, and we are justified. We do not face the punishment for our sin because the Son of God, who loved us so much, he took it upon himself and accepted by the Father, so we do not. Amen. Praise God. It is all about Jesus, and you need to know it, believe it, and never forget it. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. John 19:28-30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said in fulfillment of the scripture, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was placed there, so that they put a sponge soaked in the sour wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, finished. And he bowed his head and voluntarily gave up his spirit. Jesus, the Son of God, dying on that cross for you and me, so that we can be forgiven, saved, and have eternal life, said, Father, it is finished once for all. It is truly about Jesus. I pray you know him personally right now. Amen. Oh, glory to God. The empty tomb. Glory to God. John 20:1-18. Glory to his name. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw the stone already removed from the groove across the entrance of the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, John, who Jesus loved to see, and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter and the other disciple left, and they were going to the tomb. And the two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and arrived at the tomb first. Stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings neatly lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came up following him and went into the tomb and saw the linen wrappings neatly laying there, and the burial face cloth which had been on Jesus' head not lying with the other linen, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had reached the tomb first went into and saw the wrappings and the face cloth and believed without any doubt. Hallelujah. Believe without any doubt that Jesus had risen. That's faith. He hadn't seen the risen Savior yet. He just see the empty tomb. John had risen from the dead. Glory to God. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back again to their own home. They didn't stay long, did they? But Mary, who had returned, was standing outside the tomb sobbing. And so, as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid, I guess. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." After saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? For whom are you looking?" Supposing that he was a gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you are the one who has carried him away from here, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. When Jesus calls your name, you'll know it's him. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came reporting to the disciples she had seen the Lord, and he had said these things to her. The empty tomb is a symbol of life and hope. All who believe, trust, and embrace the risen Son of God. He did this all for us. Amen. Hallelujah. It is all about Jesus Christ, the risen Savior and King. Amen. Glory to his name. Now, he has made this possible for us, and it is coming very soon because of him and our faith in him and being born again by the same Spirit that raised him from the dead, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's look. Ephesians 4, verse 30. Hallelujah. Our glorious, victorious day. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed." Glory to God. Remember, everything of God's eternal. Seal cannot be broken. And marked, branded as God's own in a loving way. For the day of redemption, the final deliverance from the consequences of sin, hallelujah, we will be resurrected and we will be glorified and we will fly away to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. That day is coming. Our blessed hope is upon us. Glory to God. You see, brothers and sisters, because who Jesus is and what he has done, and only him, that day is coming. Amen. Let's look. Glory to God. Get excited. 1 Corinthians 50 through 58. Hallelujah. The glorious parade. The glorious, victorious parade. Hallelujah. "Now I say this, believers, the flesh and blood cannot inherit nor be part of the kingdom of God. Nor does this perishable mortal inherit the imperishable immortal." Listen very carefully. "I tell you a mystery, a secret truth, decreed by God and previously hidden, but now revealed to you, beloved, to you, sons and daughters of God. We will not all sleep in death, but we will all, dead or alive, be completely changed, wondrously transformed." This is the last thing that's going to be transformed. Your spirit's already been transformed. But this body is going to be transformed. It's like Christ. "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet call," hallelujah, "for a trumpet will sound, and the dead who believed in Christ will be raised imperishable. And we will be completely changed, wondrously transformed." Hallelujah. You will not perish. You will live the life that God wants for you. "For this perishable part of us must put on imperishable nature. And this mortal part of us that is capable of dying must put on immortality, which is freedom from what? Death. What kind of death? Physical? No. And when this perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then this scripture will be fulfilled that says death is swallowed up in victory. Vanquished how long? Forever. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? You lose, Jesus wins. The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin by which it brings death is the law. Because none of them meet the standards that can keep God's law, not even the first 10. No way. Because we are not perfect without Christ. He has made us this way. It is all about Jesus. But thanks be to God who gives us a victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is greater than the sting of death. And I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about eternal now. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labors, even to the point of exhaustion in the Lord, is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose because it is an eternal purpose we have, brother, sister, eternal purpose. All I can say is amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that this will happen your perfect way in time. The reason is because it is all about you, Lord Jesus. So now we know it is all about him, that we need him. And every day in this life and how to live and serve him and our Heavenly Father. So with knowing it is all about Jesus, who are you going to trust and believe? Satan or man or God? The Son of God, Jesus Christ. Who are we going to trust to watch over you and protect you? Who are you going to trust to provide for you? Who are you going to trust to heal you and give you good health for such a time as we live now? Who are you going to trust, fallen man or God, who loved you so much that he died for you and raised up from the dead for you so you can be saved and have eternal life? Who are you going to trust to come and deliver and rescue you from this lost, dying world that will not be saved but destroyed by fire? A lot of tough and real questions I shared for you and me. I pray you base your answers and trust by what the Word of God has told you and shown you. The Word brought to life by the Holy Spirit for such a time as this, we face these real life decisions and crossroads of faith. Know this. We do not face them alone. Amen. As we see by the Word of God, it is all about Jesus. Your personal faith to believe, trust, and embrace him as the Father has told us, because he is the only one the Father will accept. His life and blood, his eternal sacrifice to take care of the eternal problem we face, which is sin. He was raised again, too, as we were forgiven and our sins washed away and given the righteousness of God through Christ, that we can rise up to new life, resurrected and glorified completely for us who know personally it is all about Jesus. God's point of view, the only one that matters. Amen. So I finished this word, an eternal important truth, with these four scriptures. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This one's about us. John 20, 20 through 24. Oh, glory to the Lord. But Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, who was called Didymus, the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see his hand and the mark of his nails and put my finger into the nail print and put my hand into his side, I will never believe. That is not faith, brothers and sisters. That is somebody that wants to see it live in color. But we've been called to live by faith. And you'll see the lesson here. 8 days later, his disciples were again inside the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came. Though the doors had been barred and stood among them, and he said, peace to you. And what does he do? He goes right to the heart of the matter and for everybody, and Thomas is the example. And he said to Thomas, reach here with your finger and see my hand and put out your hand and place it in my side. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to what he's saying now. Remember what John did at the tomb. He looked in and he saw the empty tomb and he believed that Jesus was raised. That was faith. Here, Thomas wanted to see it in person. But look what Jesus tells him. Do not be unbelieving. Do not be unbelieving, but stop doubting and believe. Thomas answered him. Oh, bless you, Brother Jeremy. Good to see you. Thank you for the good word. I'm glad the Lord is moving in your life and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Good night and bless you, brother. And Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, do you now believe? Blessed, happy, spiritually secure, and favored by God are they who did not see me and yet believed in me. That's you and me, brothers and sisters. That's you and me. We weren't there personally when Christ rose from the dead. But by faith we believe and trust him and by what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us and the truth. And we see the evidence, empty tomb, history of a man named Jesus Christ, one that was crucified. Tomb is empty. They never found a body because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. That's us, brothers and sisters. Blessed, happily, spiritually secure, favored by God are they. You and me, brothers and sisters, right now, they who did not see me yet believed in me right now. Amen? That should encourage you. Philippians 4:19-20. And my God will liberally supply until full your every need according to the riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Who will provide for you? You? Or man's way? No, but God does this through his Son, Jesus. Amen? Hebrews 13:5-6. Oh, hallelujah. Know the truth, and you know what kind of Savior and God you have. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your character, your moral ethics, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed. Be financial ethical. Be in content with what you have. For he has said, I will never under any circumstances desert you, nor give up, nor leave you without support. Oh, hallelujah. Nor will I any degree leave you helpless. Nor will I forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you. Surely not. So we take comfort and encourage and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? In the time we are living now, you need to know this truth and trust the one who is saying this to you right now. Amen. It is all about Jesus. Most of this word and lesson is from the book of John. As the Holy Spirit leads, so I finish with this word with you about God's point of view. The only one that matters, it is all about Jesus with this. John 20, 30 to 31. The purpose of writing this gospel, there are also many other signs attesting miracles that Jesus performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may what? Believe with a deep abiding trust that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the Son of God, and that by believing and trusting in and relying on him, you may have life, God's life, the real life, in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. It is all about Jesus for you and me. Amen forever. It is all about you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. If I can get this thing working. That didn't work. Let's try it again. Okay. Now we're going. Been a battle tonight. Oh, that's not, hang on. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, sing it from your heart, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. All about you, Jesus, and all of this is for you, for your glory and your fame. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender to your way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, lover of my soul, all-consuming fire is in your gaze. Jesus, I want you to know I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. No one else in history is like you. And history itself belongs to you. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, you have loved me. And I will share eternity with you. Hallelujah. It's all about you. Jesus, and all of this is for you. For your glory and your fame, it's not about me. As you should do things my way, you alone are God, and I surrender to your way. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. All for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory! It's all about you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, brothers and sisters. Each of us. We have evidence that it's all about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms made way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. Hallelujah. I see the promises in fulfillment all over my life. All over my life. Help me remember when I'm weak. Fear might come, but fear will leave. You lead my heart to victory. You are my strength. And you always will be. Amen. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life. All over my life. Hallelujah. I see the promises in fulfillment all over my life. All over my life. See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sin rolled away because of you, oh Jesus. See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sin rolled away because of you, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see the promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. Hallelujah. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. Should I fear the evidence is here in our lives? Why should I fear the evidence is here? Amen. It really is, isn't it? Hallelujah. Our God is a living God, and he chooses to live within us, the temple of the living God. Isn't it absolutely amazing? Understand that people thought so many of the grand buildings, great temples, is where God wanted to dwell. No. No, he made it personal. You are the temple of the living God. You are the house that God has built. And know this, it's eternal. And it'll be all fulfilled and complete at the day of redemption when we're truly, totally transformed. Hallelujah. Totally, all put together, God's house. And his house, as he builds, eternal. Amen? All right. Praise God. Well, thank God tonight. What a powerful truth and message the Lord is speaking. And that we do have prayers, prayer requests, and hallelujah, that we continue to pray. Let's see here. I don't see Brother Will here, but we'll be praying for him and his family still. We didn't see Francine, that woman that came that one time, and pray for salvation and healing for her. We thank God for Jeremy's testimony as we've been praying for our brother and the Lord intervened in his life. Praise God. Sis Jeanette, how's Shannon doing? I saw she was putting up pictures of her and Logan on Facebook. Very neat, cool pictures. They look pretty good. Are they doing well, more healthy? We keep continue to pray for Sis Luna and her mom for reconciliation and healing. We had a testimony for Sis Jeanette that everything was good about her blood. Brother, amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Lord is good, isn't it? I see the evidence of his goodness. As we pray, he answers. People think men have answers, huh? God is greater. He don't work on a temporal basis. He's eternal and perfect and able. Remember, he's the creator. He knows us. He knows how to create us. He knows how to heal us. He knows how to make new body parts or whatever he needs to do. He's able. Glory to God. Oh, we need to trust him. Definitely not the fallen man, that's for sure. Let's see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember Sis Brenda's son, Bobby? This was, I think it's Thursday, was his anniversary of when his wife, 1 year anniversary, his wife passed. So remember for comfort for him and his children as they go through this time about one passing. I know Sis Jeanette knows of her little granddaughter passed, and it's heavy. And it's tough, but only by the Lord and his comfort and peace and knowing that this life is not it, that we'll see them in eternity again. Praise God. There was an answer for Pastor Vic, and I think part of the note for his prayed for wisdom, and we're looking for what they want to do at the church. We're still praying. Pray for my niece, Kayla, and that she needs healing. She has been wore out and not have any energy. And you know, one of her friends, you know, told her to go get the test. I said, no, don't get the test. Pray. Trust Jesus. We're praying for you that the Lord will heal you. Pray for my other niece, Delana, that it's called Meniere's disease. It's something like a heavy tendonitis. And then we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that we continue to pray for Sis Consuelo, for her marriage and family, and for her children. We pray, like I said earlier, for these missionaries in Afghanistan and Christians in Iraq that are being pursued by the satanic groups that call themselves religion, but that's man's way. And man's with the nature of the fallen one. Want to steal, kill, and destroy. But at the most, the only thing they do, they can kill people, but they can't take their eternal soul, the ones who trust and believe in Jesus. Because the physical life is not the end. He is the resurrection and life. And he has given us what is called eternal life. That's one that matters. But we know that the Lord can intervene too. And the Lord can rescue and save these people by his mighty angels. As we prayed Psalm 91, see the angels being dispatched. And that God can deliver our brothers and sisters and let their light so shine, or let their testimony shine by their shed blood. But we leave it in God's hand. And for all of us in the time that we live, and just like Paul and the disciples and all before them, and all our brothers and sisters in the Roman Colosseum and all over the place in this world now, to live is Christ, and to die is gain, because you get moved up. You get moved up into heaven forever. And hallelujah. That happens, praise God. If the Lord comes for us and rescue us, praise God. But it's going to be great. Amen. That's right, sis. From absent. Absent from the body is the presence of the Lord, to live as Christ and to die as gain. That we need to understand that, know that. Because our Savior died for us. That many face it for him. To stand for truth. To show their love for him. That others will know that this must be something real. They're willing to die for it. Amen. Hallelujah, that we pray for them. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer here quickly, because Sister Jeanette, she has a closing song that God's put on her heart. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. We thank you that what you have shown us by your word, empowered by the Holy Spirit, what's in our hearts and from our lives for what was walking with you. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. You're the glorious Savior and King. Lord, you're the one who's done it all. God, you've made it possible that we are not condemned no more, but we are forgiven, found not guilty in the eyes of the Father because of you, Lord Jesus, that you presented yourself as the perfect Lamb of God, and that you walked into the temple, into the tabernacle of Almighty God that's not made by the hands of men, but you, O Lord. And then it was accepted, praise God, and that you took our place. And it had to be you. Had to be the eternal you, Lord, as God and man, to make a way for us to be forgiven of our sins, that you took them, nailed to the cross, and your blood washed them away. Hallelujah. That you took the guilt and shame. You took the punishment and judgment, everything that we would face. You took, Lord. And then, praise God, 3 days later, you took care of the consequences of sin. Hallelujah. That you made it where we can live and have eternal life. The Spirit comes forth, and he comes and lives in us and brings us alive forevermore. And that you conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Victory over that. Victory over the power of sin in our lives by trusting you, Lord, to be led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, that we keep our eyes on you. And not look to the left and the right, but look to you, Lord. And know that you have the answers for our life. That we need you in our life. Everything about it. That we do not trust. And do we not entrust to the ways of men, and definitely not the fallen ones. Help us, Lord, that we stay on the path of life that you have brought before us. That you're the author and finisher of our life and faith. Hallelujah. We thank you for this night. We pray for these prayer requests, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for Bobby and his children, that you would give them comfort and peace in this time, and that they would know that it's from you, and that you are the one who loves, and that you watch over those who lose loved ones, and you comfort them and give them peace, and know that this is not the end, that it's just being moving up. Father, we pray and continue to pray for my niece, for Kayla. I pray you bless her and strengthen her and heal her in the name of Jesus, and not go to man for answers but you. And my other niece, Delana, I pray that you would touch her and heal her and comfort her, Lord, and take away this minor's disease or tendonitis in the name of Jesus. And let her be able to sleep and rest. And take away the ringing, Lord, and let it be peace to her. Father God, we continue to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters, our missionaries in Afghanistan, our brothers and sisters in Iraq. I pray you watch over and protect them. Make a way of escape. Be with them, comfort them as they face, as they stand for you, Lord, in the face of persecution and even death. That we all understand and know tonight it's all about you, Lord Jesus, and you're with us, whatever we face. To live as Christ and to die as gain. Absent from the bodies in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. That we trust you and thank you and praise you for everything, Lord, who you are. And that we're thankful that we do know who you are by the Father's point of view and the one that really matters, only matters. It's you, Lord Jesus. It's all about you. And we're learning that more and more. As this world crumbles, if everything we used to think that would hold us up or sustain us is crumbling. But you are eternal. And we trust in you, and we're grateful. And we praise and honor you tonight, and thank you for everything. And in your mighty name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. All right, praise God that Jeanette will come and finish up this night of worship and praise and service and testimonies and everything with praise to the Father and praise to the Son. Glory to God. I think that's a pretty good way to finish up tonight.
Hello?
Amen. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
There you are.
I've been dealing with this computer all night. It's stuttering and everything. I'm praying. You know, it's been a battle. It really has.
I plead the blood of Jesus on your computer. It will work good.
Amen.
Jesus
it will.
Name.
It will.
Yes.
It's made
in agreement.
It's made it through.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise God.
Okay.
So we'll let you finish up tonight with this wonderful song about praising the Father and the Son,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. What happened here? You sovereign God, O matchless King, the saints adore, the angels sing, and fall before the throne of praise. To you belong the highest praise. This praise, this passing tide, under your wings I will abide. And every enemy shall flee. You are my hope and victory. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, clothed in power and in grace, the name above all other names. To the valley for my soul, thy great descent has made me old. You word my heart has welcome home. Now peace like water ever flows. So praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, clothed in power and in grace, the name above all others. praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, clothed in power and in grace, in the name above all other names. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory forever. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the power forever. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, clothed in power and in grace, the name above all other names, the name above all other names. Amen. The name that is above all names, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, sis, for serving again tonight. We praise God and thank God for you. And very
thank
grateful.
Thank God for you, too,
you,
brother.
Amen. Amen. And
we need each other
and
pray for each other because we love each other. We are one, the Spirit. We are one, the Lord. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you again, sis, and we say shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night to all. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Amen. Well, praise God and shalom. Good night to you, Sis Consuelo, the last one left in the chat room. And we thank God for you and for Brother Andrew and Sis Jeanette and everyone. And hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. Shalom and good night.